Up next on Reno Public Radio, we're talking about the second annual Reno Sculpture Fest. It's coming to town starting this Friday. And my guest is director Eric Shapiro. He's director of the fest, and you know his work from Reno Artworks as well. Eric, welcome back. You're number two. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. We're so excited.
It looks like it's bigger and better than ever. The fest this year is going to cover 12 city blocks right around the Retract Plaza, downtown Reno, 301 North Virginia, kicking off at 4 p.m. right under the Reno Arch. We're shutting down the streets downtown Reno for the Reno Sculpture Fest. First of all, tell me the layout. How far does this Sculpture Fest extend?
So we're going between 2nd and 4th Street on Virginia and a little bit onto Commercial Row. And we'll be populating what's known as the Retrack Plaza, east and west, which you might know as the train track covers between the Whitney Peak and the El Dorado.
Perfect place for sculpture.
It really is. Yeah, it's been identified as a space that can be further utilized, you know, by some members of the city and the community at large. So this was kind of one of the solutions that we've come up with.
Now, we've got 30-plus sculptures for the fest this year. Amazing artists, Peter Hazel, Michelle Riley, Joe C. Rock. What are you most excited to see out of all these artists coming to Reno?
I don't know. There's so many great pieces. Peter Hazel with his giant 28-foot diameter octopus and a 22-foot tall stainless steel and stained glass or fused glass manta ray.
You're kidding.
Two incredible pieces.
Wow.
Pete Hazel was a Southlake resident for many years and was out of Half Moon Bay, relocated to Reno to take part in this vibrant and budding arts and culture community. Also, Michelle Riley, who's a phenomenal master sculptor, and one of her kind of final projects of her apprenticeship many years ago was the Lion of the MGM Grand down
in
Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Huge project. So she's done bronze work all over. I'm very excited about those two pieces. And of course, so many more. Grant Miller, who is a psychology professor at the university. He's an amazing guy.
And he sculpts.
Yeah. And he's been sculpting for many, many years. Went to school. He's classically trained as well. Has been to Europe and trained there as well. Makes beautiful maquettes of his work and creates very pleasing, often non-objective pieces that are very accessible, wonderful work. And Grant's bringing quite a few. I'm also really excited by the Embrace Heart by Alicia Dynamic and Andy Lost Machine, who are based out of Portland. And they made a beautiful piece called the C.S. Terry. It's a giant pirate ship. And it's kind of an art car for Burning Man with no original parts. They made the chassis, the frame, everything to do with it. And the heart is a piece of the Embrace sculpture that we all got to work on in 2014.
The big torso heads embracing each other.
Yeah, 68-foot tall sculpture of two people hugging, which is one of the things that inspired me and many members in the community to help put this project together. Because the Embrace project was getting press from around the world. It was the top trending post on Reddit for a couple of days. And internationally renowned artist Android Jones did a painting of the Embrace sculpture. And I was actually instant messaging one of our other artists who was in the Bay Area at the time as Android released this painting of Embrace. And I thought, of all the press we'd got and the peer group and Matt Schultz had received, I thought, you know, this is the one that proves we're legitimate. Like, this is real now. We're real. I mean, this guy's projected on St. Peter's Basilica, the Sydney Opera House, the United Nations Building, the Empire State Building, and we had him project on the El Dorado last year.
Interesting.
So with that, I'm very excited to have one of the hearts from the Embrace Project at Reno Sculpture Fest this year. And speaking of Matt Schultz and the peer group, we're going to have a piece of the Space Whale, which is a 34-foot tall stainless steel and stained glass humpback whale, full scale, mother and calf. And at this point, they have the tail, the frame for the tail complete, and they will be bringing that to the
How big is this tail?
Oh, I think it's only about 12 feet tall. And it's so gorgeous already. And the stained glass on that will also be designed by Android Jones.
Sounds gorgeous. We have 30-plus sculptures coming to town for the Reno Sculpture Fest. It kicks off this Friday at 4 and runs Saturday and Sunday at venues around downtown Reno. My guest is Eric Shapiro. He's director of the Reno Sculpture Fest and also director of Reno Artworks. Eric, let's talk about these artists. They have volunteered their time to make these sculptures. Why are people so excited about sculpture in Reno right now?
I like to say the rent is cheap and people are nice.
Yeah.
You know, so we have a close proximity to Burning Man, and we have a handful of fantastic legacy arts organizations in town that have paved, that have created the framework for some really dynamic creative processes. So there are a handful of production facilities and warehouses where large art can be made. A lot of folks that have made stuff for Burning Man are now moving here. And a lot of folks who are established sculptors in their own right that have nothing to do with Burning Man are here as well. And I just felt like this work wasn't getting recognized or shown in the local area, in the local market. And a lot of folks are showing their work around the world. And, we thought, let's get this out here. Let's engage the citizens of Reno. Let's make it very accessible and family friendly, and maybe remove some of the work from the museum environment or from the Burning Man environment, and just say, hey, this is a great thing you can do. We'll have dozens of activities, kids zones, vendors, over 40 bands, and food garden, beer garden, just so many attractions and activities in a really fantastic family-friendly environment throughout the day, and then some incredible late night after parties.
There's so much going on for the weekend. Not only do we have the Reno Sculpture Fest, 30 plus sculptures in downtown Reno, live muralists will be doing their artwork, kids activities, live music. There'll be food trucks, beer garden, all kinds of hands-on activities for both adults and kids. And it's also the weekend for the Reno River Fest. So we've got competitive athletes doing some kayaking down on the river as well. So it's a beautiful day to come down, enjoy the river, enjoy the artwork of our community. And then after hours, after you take the kids home, things get really, really wacky. I can't believe how many bands you have.
You're right. We have so much music. And all of this was produced by the Fresh Bacon team. And it's so nice to have such a sophisticated, wonderful group on board to make sure we get the right music and that it's all done properly.
Let's tell people where they can see music. You've got three different stages. Where are those stages located?
So for the daytime, we have our main stage on the Retrack Plaza between Whitney Peak and El Dorado. And that's going to be going from 5 to 10 Friday, from 11 to 10 Saturday, and from 12 to 6 on Sunday.
That's a lot of musicians, man.
Quite a few.
Now, where's the second stage? We have the main stage and then two other stages.
So, and we have a couple of art cars, very sophisticated art cars, like Fjorgen, which is a probably 70-foot-long Viking ship made out of metal that has an aerial rig on it. So we'll have aerial performers and quite a few DJs, actually, throughout the day on the Viking ship. And then we have the Golden Gate art car. We'll also have quite a few DJs and a silent disco.
What is a silent disco?
So silent disco is where participants wear headphones, and apparently they can switch between two channels.
Yeah.
And then the headphone displays a different color so people know what station they're listening to. And you have two DJs almost competing for the dance floor.
So you can see which person is listening to you by the color of their headphones.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's quite.
And nobody else hears this.
No. So you just see this group of people just getting their groove on. And
silent disco, that's good.
Oh, and it's great because you can program it within other environments, and it's, doesn't affect the space as much. It's really great.
That's fascinating. Now, those are the daytime concerts. They're all free. After hours, we head to Cargo at Whitney Peak or 3rd Street Bar, 1 Up, and the Loving Cup for after hours concerts. These are ticketed, but well worth the effort. Tell us about some of the artists that we're going to hear after hours.
So some huge stuff. Big Frida, one of the champions of New Orleans bounce, creating just an incredible dance floor experience where the whole room just gets into it. She played a role in Beyonce's latest Formation music video. We also have Kill the Noise, who's on the same label as Skrillex, which is the OWSLA, and I'm not sure how to say that. But Skrillex, of course, is the Grammy award-winning musician who's done production on so many well-known musicians and is just a phenomenal musician in his own right. So Kill the Noise is on the same label, huge band. They have millions of views on their YouTube, lots of fun. And then we have Dimmon Saints, Hellbound Glory, a DJ set by the Juan McLean at the Loving Cup, Mojo Green, and Moondog Matinee, actually, one of Reno's favorites, will be releasing their latest album on Friday at Reno Sculpture Fest.
That is just a taste of the music. Over 50 bands are coming to town to perform during the day and also at night. plus 30-plus sculptures on the plaza downtown Reno. There's vendors, art cars, all kinds of stuff happening. It's family-friendly during the day, and then head out at night for the after-hours activities. The after-hour stuff is ticketed, but very reasonable prices and a great way to spend the weekend here in downtown Reno. If you want to get information and schedule details, everything you need to find is at renosculpturefest.com. That's renosculpturefest.com. Eric Shapiro, director of the fest, thank you so much for all of your work bringing the arts to our downtown community and for everything you do year-round here in Reno. I really appreciate your work.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we have a fantastic team. We have dozens of folks that work on festivals around the country that are volunteering their time to help produce this all-volunteer-run festival. And it just brings tears to my eyes. It makes me so happy to have this kind of support in our community, and that's how we're able to make this stuff happen. So, yeah, I'm a director, but really I just have dozens of people that keep me in line and make sure, you know, and I just check in with them and make sure they're doing, they're getting what they need. It's just phenomenal. It's something else. I'm so grateful for our community support and for the talent that comes here and wants to make beautiful things happen as Reno continues to evolve and develop.
It's awesome. Sculpture Fest this weekend, downtown Reno. All the details at renosculpturefest.com. You do not want to miss it. renosculpturefest.com. Thanks, Eric.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.